It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number two in Tucker State, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Remember, for the best single game RV in Happy Valley, check out GoPSURV.com. It's never too early to start planning for the 2019 season. The best RV experience for a Penn State game, any game, single game or multiple games, GoPSURV.com. We welcome in Ross Tucker. Ross, good to see you. Happy New Year. You weren't with us last week. I know you've been busy.
Yeah.
You've been NFLing and U.S. Army All-American Bowl. You've been traveling.
I was away for a week, and I couldn't be here last Thursday because I was at the All-American Bowl. The Army is no longer the sponsor.
Oh, they are?
This year. Yeah, so it's just the All-American Bowl. That takes getting used to because for so long it was the Army Bowl. It was the Army All-American Bowl.
Army All-American
Bowl. So I was down there in San Antonio. Got a chance to see some future Nittany Lions. Got a chance to see a bunch of just really impressive kids. I mean, just kind of at the 30,000 foot level, every time I go down there, you're just blown away by, I guess, every position, but in particular, like the receivers and corners look like physically, a lot of them, how NFL receivers and corners already look. And then the big kids are huge, but they move so well. Like, you're not as a human being supposed to move that well when you're that big ever, let alone if you're 17 or 18 years old.
Right.
Right? So it's very, very impressive. It's good to be back. I've got a lot to say. National championship game was amazing. And I got to tell you, I mean, I don't know what the listeners feel like, but I get a little, I mean, and I did the SEC championship game this year, and it was amazing, and those teams are fantastic. But you get a little sick of the whole SEC thing all the time.
Right.
So to see Alabama in the national championship get their butts whipped by a bunch of gosh darn nerds, it was awesome. You know the movie?
I didn't hear what you said.
Revenge of the Nerds?
Yes.
Thank you.
I wasn't able to say
it. Oh, you said gosh darn nerds. I couldn't tell what
you said. Yeah. That wasn't what he actually said.
Yeah.
But he goes, "You guys just got your butts whipped." I can't even do like whipped. John Goodman. Anyway. Yep.
we digress. Keep going.
Nobody digresses better than me.
Yeah.
Number one digressor in the country. Better than Alabama because they're not the number one team in the country.
As you go to the Army All American Bowl and you look or not the Army. The
All
American Bowl.
It's all right. You can just roll with it. San Diego Chargers. Just go ahead.
When you're talking about these guys physically developing, I want to ask you, are you seeing an increase year to year? And what do you think is a tribute? Like you said, these corners and receivers look like the
I
don't big know, guys.
They kind of always look like that.
They always look like
I
that.
I guess I'm just amazed because every year I go to a bunch of high school games. I do the Pennsylvania State Championship games.
Right.
And like you see high school kids. Right. And there's some really good ones. And then you go to that game.
And it's different.
And you're just like, holy cow. And really, I thought, I don't think the Penn State guys were the most physically imposing, but very impressed by both of them.
All right, let's talk about those two Penn State guys. Let's start with Caden Wallace, offensive lineman. That's in your wheelhouse. Four-star prospect from New Jersey, 6'5", 288 pounds. You don't watch all-star games and watch linemen unless you know what you're looking at, per se, because the bling of the receivers and all of that will get you. But what'd you see from Caden Wallace down in San Antonio?
I think he's a stud.
Really?
I think he's really good. So, first of all, he was going up against Siaka Ika from Utah, who's 370, but can move. He's going to LSU to be like their nose tackle. And when he would knock Caden Wallace, Caden would get knocked back a little bit, but then he would sit and be able to bow up against it. He's not as developed right now physically as other guys might be, but really, really athletic. And he just has some juice. You know, like you can see how quickly he comes out of his stance and how quickly he gets his first 2 feet down. Like, he's got some juice and looks good. I was talking to him. I actually think, depending on how this class plays out,
right,
they'll try him at tackle. And I think they should try him at tackle. Hmm. He's got long arms. He's athletic. I think he's just a guard because he played guard in high school, because I think they pull a lot and they wanted him to pull.
And move.
Doug right. Nestor plays guard in high school. And he's like 6'6 and a half. They run the wing T. So they wanted Doug Nestor to be the guy running around.
Knocking guys out of the way.
Knocking kids into oblivion. Right. So I think both those guys, you should try at guard first. I mean, at tackle first. And certainly Wallace is like that. Very athletic, long arms. He just has quick twitch to him. And I think that he – now, it'll probably take some more time because he didn't play tackle in high school. So the pass protection part of it will probably be different for him, and it'll take some time. I thought he played well in the game. I was impressed with him at Thursday's practice. And one other thing. I talked to him. Unbelievable kid. You're going to love him. Unbelievable kid. And I think that it's important. Yeah, I think Penn State fans that are listening, they like to hear
they
that.
They like to hear
know?
That.
Do you mean like he's just very confident? Is he cocky? Or what? Is he just very thoughtful?
Just very respectful, confident, outgoing, engaging.
Sense of humor?
I mean, I didn't talk to him that long, but he, yes, because he laughed at my joke because he is from Princeton, New Jersey. And he went to the Hunt School, but his mom teaches at Princeton. Yeah. She is in the neuroscience department.
Gotcha.
At which point I let him know that explains why I never interacted with your mom. Because at no point did I get within 100 yards of any neuroscience building or even get near the windows to even look inside. Neuroscience?
No thanks.
Like, are you kidding me? He had a huge support system during the game. They all had the shirts on the front that said, either said We Are or Nittany Lions or something. There was at least 20 of them with Wallace number 73 jerseys on the back. Like, I just think that they are getting a really special kid who's smart, comes from a great family, has a terrific support system. He's probably, you know, 288. He probably looked to me like he weighed 280 right now. Right. That's probably a little thin to play next year. Is he one of the 11 early enrollees? Probably is.
He is not.
He's not. Oh, he's not?
He is not.
From the Hun School?
He is not.
Wow, that's interesting. Okay. But I would think that might be the only thing a la Michael Mennett that prevents him from playing as a true freshman, because I think he certainly has the ability. I came away very impressed by him.
You're listening to Tucker's Tape, brought to you by the best single game RV experience in Happy Valley. That's gopsurv.com. And we're coming to you from the Labatt Blue studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Quarter number two, Tucker's Tape. We've got Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders, Andy Shea joining you. We are talking about the Penn State guys that were at the All-American Bowl in San Antonio, Texas. Ross got to see him with his own two eyes. Lance Dixon, linebacker from Michigan. He's on campus. He's an early enrollee. 6'1", 205 pounds, outside linebacker. It's a crowded house at linebacker, you could say now, Penn State, a little bit, right? With what they have coming back.
Definitely.
And I think it's a crowded house, but your impressions of Lance?
He's really good.
I'm a big fan of his.
He is what you're looking for in an off-the-ball linebacker in college football in 2019. In other words, he almost looks body type like a safety, but plenty of length at 6'1 and a half, maybe 210, and he can fly, and he will light you up. I didn't get a chance to talk to him personally to get to know what he's like as a kid.
Right.
But, I mean, there were plenty of plays where he's flying to the ball to make a play, really good in space. He's a big-time striker. I mean, I came away very impressed by both those guys as players. And I want to say something, Andy, and this is important. You guys know how much I love Pennsylvania high school football.
Right.
And you know that I've been critical of Penn State for not recruiting their own as much as I think they should. Andrew Christofic, the tackle at Pine Richland in Pittsburgh, which, by the way, is still a mistake. He's pretty good.
Yes.
That's still a mistake. Keith McGuire, the linebacker from Clemson, from Malvern Prep going to Clemson in Philly. And then Andre White, they just didn't land. They wanted it, but they didn't land. Right.
They went after him.
He's going to Texas A&M. But I got to tell you, I would take Brandon Smith and Lance Dixon over Andre White and Keith McGuire any day of the week. McGuire and Dixon are outside backers. Andre White and Brandon Smith are more middle backers.
Right.
Brandon Smith's a significantly better player than Andre White.
I agree. He is.
And I think McGuire is really good, but I think Lance Dixon's a better player than McGuire.
Interesting.
So as much as I love the state of Pennsylvania, and as much as I want Penn State to get as many Pennsylvania kids as possible, and when it's a kid going to Clemson or Texas A&M or Notre Dame, you're like, what the heck? Why doesn't Penn State get that guy? In this instance, I actually think that they're getting the better prospect. They're getting the better player at both linebacker spots.
I was just going to say, so what do you see 2 years from now with Dixon? Do you see him playing at like 215 and being like a linebacker in a 4-2-5 or maybe the hybrid defensive back?
No,
linebacker. He's going to be like this, in the one of the two linebackers in the 4-2-5.
Yes.
He'll stay on the field and cover.
Yeah, I picture him being one of the two outside backers, probably Koa Farmer's role. And maybe
only better at it.
Yeah, and maybe they move Micah over. But, yeah, I mean, he's good. He's really good. And he'll be one of the 4-2-5 linebackers. They've got some really good depth and competition now at linebacker. Really good.
Really, really
Next
good.
Year they'll be good. And then 2 years from now, their linebacker core will be off the chain. You know what that means, Andy?
Yes, I do know what that means. Any other players of note that stood out to you that you saw over the weekend in San Antonio?
Well, there's still one guy there.
That Penn State wants.
That was uncommitted that Penn State wants, and that's Doug Nestor. What's interesting, he's from West Virginia near where Marshall is. He is a big dude. I mean, he's 6'6", 305, 310, and you watch his video, he moves very well. They have him pull every play.
Because they run the wing T.
Right, because they run the T. Now, there's not a lot of him pass blocking.
Wing T.
But I didn't, you know, I ran the wing T in high school, so you kind of figured that part of it out later. You take huge and runs really well, and that's what you're looking for. He told me he's going to visit Penn State, Ohio State, and one other place. I can't remember one other place he's going to visit. Interestingly enough, I said, did you grow up a big West Virginia fan? He said, no, I was an Ohio State fan. He was a Buckeye fan. But he hasn't signed with them yet.
Right.
So there's obviously some reservation there. Or some concern, something that's holding him back. And so Penn State, I think, is going to make a pretty good run at it. And he's got to decide. I think that's a lot of times tough to overcome when it's a kid's childhood team.
That is a
lot. But there's some reason why he didn't sign. So whatever that reservation is, because he's committed to them, whatever that reservation is, maybe that's enough for him to not do it.
All right, that'll do it for quarter number two from the Labatt Studio. Your questions, his answers. Ask Ross is next.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.